So hi, my name is Janine Case Pease. I am 47 years old. Today's November 23rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with my Aunt Marilyn Barrett, and we're recording this interview in Brookhaven, Mississippi. So Aunt Marilyn, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
I had a very happy childhood, and I was an energetic, intelligent kid that could count to 10 when I was 4, and I went to school when I was 4 years old at a neighborhood school called Beaver Creek, Mississippi. And then my primary year was in the primary grade at Lloyd Starr in first grade. I skipped second grade to third grade and graduated a year ahead of myself.
Okay. Thank you. And can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
The only great-grandparent I remember is my grandfather Smith's mother, and she was probably in her 90s.
What was her name?
And her name was Samantha Smith, and her husband was Cotton John Smith, and he once owned a section of land.
Okay.
And my grandparents on my mother's, my maternal grandparents were Henry and Hattie Smith. And we had happy times. They had, they were the parents of 11 children. Wow. So I have 34 first cousins. And my grandparents were good to me, and we had happy times.
Okay.
And my grandparents, my paternal grandparents was Jesse and Ida Irene Case. And my grandma Case was very, very good to me. I was one of her favorite children. She did have favorite children.
Oh, no.
And I was, I felt that I was one of her favorite children. I used to take her flowers and braid her hair.
Okay.
So that may have made the difference.
Now, I didn't ask you, though, but is there anything you want to add about your parents, about my grandparents?
They were wonderful parents. My dad was just great, and my mom was, too. And I had a happy childhood, and we spent time doing things and going places. My dad owned a farm, and he also owned a bus route. He owned his own truck. And in the summertime, he would haul produce. And in the fall, he would remove the body from the truck and put a school bus body on and drive a school bus to school every day. And then he made a trip to Indiana and bought a metal bus in the early 40s. And he owned the bus, and he ran a local route to town. We were rural people, so he ran a bus to town and carried the community people who needed a ride to buy their produce and goods or merchandise in town. He took them to town. And he was just a good guy, and he had our house built. He bought the Beaver Creek Community School when it was consolidated into Lloyd Starr, and he built our house, and he built it from the lumber that was in the Beaver Creek School, where he had gone to school through the eighth grade. And it was a community school at that point in time.
And that's the house we're in right now.
Yeah, yes, that is the house we're in right now. My sister owns the house, and the original walks are still in front of the house, and it's where my sister Irma could skate much better than I could, and I envied her muchly.
That's fine. Thank you. So you can tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life.
The most influence on my life was probably my sister Doris. I remember standing in on a chair and saying poems that she had had thought up, I suppose you would say, or she had created herself. And then she was just an example for anybody to be, and she still is. She's 89 years old, and she helps me instead of me helping her at this point in time.
And can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I guess it may have been when I made co-ed at Colin Junior College.
Oh, fun.
Would be one. And another would be probably when my first child was born at the ripe old age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
I had married my husband of what was to be 64 years, and we were college students when he was born.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. When you think about your hopes and wishes for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, what are your hopes and wishes the folks?
I wish them all well, and I hope that they're happy and successful in whatever they choose to do with their lives.
Okay, thank you. And when you think about family many generations from now, and you think, oh gosh, they may listen to this recording, what do you want to say to them? What wisdom and advice would you want to share?
Strive to be happy.
That's great. Well, thank you for taking the time to do this interview. I know it was kind of quick when you walked in and I said, hey, will you sit down and do this? But I really appreciate you. I said this to Aunt Doris. I mean, y'all have been really good to me all my life, and I really love y'all. And so I just really appreciate you doing this, and I wanted to do something for you and for your children and their children. So I hope this is helpful.
We love you, too.
Thank you. Okay.